I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. It's been a week to remind us that the war in Iraq is far from over. A massive suicide bombing on Sunday made that painfully clear. And yesterday, Britain weighed in with a damning investigation into the origins and conduct of the war, the Chilcot Inquiry. Seth Moulton always opposed the war in Iraq, but in 2003, he was a Marine Corps infantry officer at the beginning of the invasion. So he did his duty. Moulton eventually served four tours in Iraq and was decorated for valor. Now he's a U.S. congressman, a Democrat from right here in Massachusetts. We called him up to get his take on political leadership and war, but we started by asking him why he thinks the U.S. hasn't had its own Chilcot inquiry.
Well, it's a good question, and I think that we do need to examine decisions like this. There have been a lot of inquiries, if not congressional inquiries, into the decision-making that led up to 2003 and the invasion. So it's something that as a community, as a society in America, we absolutely do examine. But I also think it's important that we recognize our mistakes of the past, but don't necessarily try to pretend that 2016 is 2003 again. But we've got to deal with the situation as it exists now, and we've got to make sure that we can fix it in a way that we don't have to continue going back to Iraq year after year after year.
You're not the only politician critical of the Iraq war. The presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump has consistently opposed it since the invasion. How do you feel about being in the same company?
I don't consider myself in the same company at all. Donald Trump just praised Saddam Hussein. I mean, he has praised Kim Jong-un. He has praised Vladimir Putin. He basically wants to ally himself with some of the worst dictators of the past century. I'm not in that company at all. I risked my life to fight against people like that.
So as a congressman, if you're ever called on to vote on whether the United States should go to war, what questions would you definitely want answered?
I want to understand what our mission is. And that means, what is the real intent behind what we're doing, and what is the end game? What goal are we trying to achieve? I don't think that that was very clear in 2003, and I'm afraid it's still not clear today. But, you know, I want to say one more thing about Donald Trump while we're on the line. Shortly after we invaded Iraq, we came south to Hilla. And shortly after we arrived there, we discovered the mass graves of tens of thousands just north of the city.
Wow.
When Saddam Hussein killed terrorists, these are the kinds of people that he killed. Tens of thousands of innocent Iraqi civilians. Those are the practices of quote-unquote killing terrorists that Donald Trump is praising today. And it just shows that not only does he have no clue about history, no idea about basic principles of foreign policy or how to keep America safe, it also shows that he's completely unfit to be our commander-in-chief.
Suppose the day comes that he is president. What do you tell young Marines, what do you tell Army officers to, you know, follow the commander-in-chief like you did in Iraq, even though you disapproved of the war?
Well, there's a difference between following a lawful order and an unlawful order. And I think that President Bush's judgment was poor, very poor, disastrously poor in sending us into Iraq. It wasn't fundamentally unlawful. And what Donald Trump has already said on the campaign trail that he will ask our servicemen and women to do, to torture our enemies, to kill innocent civilians just because they're related to terrorists, to completely disregard the Constitution and discriminate against people based on their religion, one of the fundamental tenets that the Founding Fathers said we couldn't violate. These things are fundamentally unlawful. And so actually, I know that Marines and soldiers out there are already talking about what it would mean to disobey the orders of a commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, because the orders that he gives are against our own Constitution.
Former Marine and U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.